Okay. Yeah, so Abaye proves it from the fact that two doors have to open into the Mahoy. So, Gilgan Ashas, Rabbi Yeager notes that even if one door had to open into the Mahoy, it would be a problem. But the problem is that what? That if the wall itself is four tefachim long, and Rashi says a Pesach is always four tefachim wide, then you simply can't have a space four tefachim in a wall that's four tefachim, right? Plus, even if you somehow could, it would be kulo parts. It would be kulo parts. It wouldn't be only movable parts. It'd be all open. Okay, so therefore, so it's interesting. It's an interesting raya from Abaye, though. What's his raya? What's his raya over here? Yeah, but we're not bringing a raya that is four amos. That's the funny thing. We're just bringing a raya that it can't be four tefachim. So why do you go up to four amos? It's like next stop is four amos. Right. So he says, so maybe you'll say you have a wide back wall that you can't have either. Because the mavoi has to be orko, yes or rochvo, has to be longer than it is wide, and that means if the orach is four tefachim, then it has to be narrower than that, right? Yeah. Yes, he says not possible. It's not possible to work it out because you can't fit the dal. You can't fit the psachim on the side walls, and the back wall has to be smaller than the side wall. So it's an interesting thing. There's a real tzura of mavoi. That's what we were talking about in the beginning of the Misafta. There's a cheftza of mavoi. Not just three walls. There's a real halachic definition of mavoi and nafkaminus. Like chatzir is not, doesn't have the same heter as a mavoi. I don't know why these are the factors. I mean, I would venture a guess. What's the implication of rochvo yeserol, arko yeserol rochvo?
The korah has to be like closing off the
mavoi. Well, so why can't it be wider? Why can't it be wider than long?
Then it's not closing it off. It's
an alleyway. Okay, go ahead. So tell me alleyway. Why is alleyway Orko Yeser or Rochvo?
A thoroughfare is one that leads from one point to another. It's really wide. It's not like the open space.
Right. In other words, it has to have the... In Tzura, it has to express its Tashmish. Its Tashmish is not a Mokom of its own, but a passageway to another place. If it's very wide, then it's like its own Tashmish. Length means... If it's longer than it is wide, that's a tzura of it's functioning as a passageway. If it's very wide, then it's like its own tashmish. Does that make sense? Passes the smell test? I guess we're saying that its essence is expressed in the longer side. So if the longer side is to the Rishus HaRabim, then that expresses the essential tashmish is to the Rishus HaRabim. If the width is the longer time, the longer side, then that expresses that the ikar is this space here, not going anywhere. Hey, Nick, happy? Okay, and that's why it has to have the two chatzeros opening into it and an orko yesel rachbo. That's the like we were saying yesterday. That's its tashmish as a passageway from the chatzer to the. Okay, why does it have two? I don't know. Go ahead. I mean, the only thing I would say is that two. That those are the two standard shiurim and Shabbos, right? Dal tefachim and dal amos. You have dal amos and Rishus Rabim. Everybody has their own dal amos. That's considered the shinei rishus. Let's consider rishus. the minimal, well, I mean, I guess Dal Tvachim could be Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. I mean, why is that? I don't know, it's a good question. In Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, every Dal Ramas is considered like a separate Rosh Hashanah. I don't know. Okay, I think of that. Anyway, so he said like this, that what do? You open it up on the Karen's office. The famous Karen's office. Well, here it just means the corner. We had trouble with it in Shabbos. What the Carmelis, Karen's office of Carmelis, a little complicated. But so now we have a little bit of a geometrical problem. Does Rashi know geometry? Is the question. Okay. So what does Rashi say? After Rashi has emphasized over and over that there's no such thing as a Pesach smaller than Dal Tvachim, he goes ahead and he makes a Pesach smaller than Dal Tvachim. And Tosafot says it's near Leinayim, that's not Dal Tvachim. You don't have to be a geometer. You just look at it and see it's definitely not Dal Tvachim. That's the whole question in the Marshal, what Tosafot was saying, how Tosafot was saying that it's obvious. But that's, if you want a vacation, you can spend time on that. But I don't think I can borrow you guys for that. That would be, there's a limit. Still, there's always a limit. Anyhow, so where's Le Rashi? Karen's office. Okay, the Dofen I'm telling you is the back wall. Right? That's the long wall, right? Hamashach. That's the long wall. So you just, Rashi has a nice, very nice grid over here. 16 squares, right? And all you do is go from one square in the back wall and three squares on the side wall. And you just add up your squares. You get 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, but Tosa says it's not right. I mean, it's near Leinai. I mean, everybody says. All the Yerushalayim say. Rashi's low duck, right? Tosa says. He's not being precise here. He's not being precise. How big would it actually have to be? What's the shear of this Pesach? Square root of what? 3 squared plus 1 squared? Square root of 10. And what do you need?
Can it wrap around?
Oh, the opening has to be 4 tefachim.
Right.
So it's not 4 tefachim. So Tosu says that Rashi is not being precise in his description. He really means that it has to be closer. The back wall has to be a little closer, and the side wall has to be a little higher. Whatever it is, you can work it out. You can still work it out. Right. but what's interesting now is...
Isn't this place less than 4 by 4?
That's what's interesting, yeah. What's interesting now is that this mavoi seems like it's less than 4 by 4. Right. With those doors. I mean, those doors seem like they are closing off the space of this mavoi.
Why is this parts?
Well, that's true. I mean, Rashi doesn't say parts move all over, but he says it's kulo parts, right?
Yeah.
Why is this parts move all over? It's a good question. Of course, you say parts move all omed is a question if that works in the moment or not. Yeah, so you have to say it's a tiny bit longer. That's what Rashi says. It's 4 wide. It's 4 deep, so you have to say it's 4 and a mashu, 4 minus a mashu wide. That's what Rashi said before. Hare rochu dalet choser mashu. No, it doesn't need to be dollar though. It has to be 4 deep. Oh, you mean you're not going to have a space that's, you're not going to have a shear of, that's a good question.
I thought that was his heart, right? His heart for the dollar and tuchum, so you
need mokum. That's a good question. That's a good question. You're right, it's not going to work out like that. So what do you say? What were you saying, Mitnick? That Rashi really is precise? Yeah, you were. Weren't you? You were saying you count the squares.
I'm left with the door can wrap around.
The door can wrap around. If the door can wrap around. What do you mean, wrap around? There's no Tzuras of Pesach on these doors. It's just open. There's no Tzuras of Pesach. It's just an opening. That line is just where it's open. Where it's cut out. You see, the wall is gone over there. Whatever is outside of those lines, those walls are gone. Right? But you can still conceptually view that as part of the mavel, you were saying? The outline of the walls. It's difficult.
I'm talking about the middle two tefachim that are open on the side.
Right, what about them?
Those are open.
No, those are closed. Yeah. How could they be open? Then you have nothing. Then all you have is one square in the front of the mavoi. Right? Those two are gone, then you have nothing. I mean, another problem is that according to Rav Yosef, you won't be chayev necessarily if you throw from a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into a mavoi.
Right.
Gemara says you are. Or says you could be, depending if it's a lechi or a korah, because it'll be less than 4x4. So maybe he holds that it's considered somewhat of a continuance of the makom of the chatzer. It is a continuance. In terms of its shear, its overall shear, it'll be mitzuraf to the shear of the chatzer. I don't know. It's a difficult problem. I have to think about it. But when he's talking about the shear makom, he's talking about the shear makom of the traveling. It's not a simple problem. I don't know. I have to think about it. It's a big problem. And this Rashi is also difficult. Why is he not being precise over here?
He even drew a picture.
And how do you have a 4x4 here? You have it's cut off on two corners. So unless you're going to say that it's really open space over here. So theoretically, we consider the Pesach starting at the outline of the 4x4. The Chatzer goes up to that spot, and this is where the Pesach begins. No, it is drawn diagonally. The walls, whatever's outside those diagonals is gone. That's missing, right? But past the diagonal is the Chatzer. Now, when do you say the Mavoi starts? Could say it's like a chokim lahashlam, like we view it like like a box. We view it like a box, and the Pesach is a certain area inside the chotzer when you hit those boxes in the chotzer, now you're considered to be exiting the chotzer. That's part of the exit of the chotzer. I don't know. It's difficult. Let's leave this problem alone. Next. Anybody have something to say on it? No. Good. Next. Okay, this is more fruitful for us. So, Abai abandoned that reasoning, right? He gave another reasoning. Now, this one is more positive. This one shows you that it's Dalet Amos per se. Right? The other one just was trying to knock off the Dalet Tefachim, but this one is a riot that it's actually Dalet Amos. Why? Because it's like this. A lechi that's bolate mi dofano shel mavoi. So what does that mean? Rashi, go ahead. Okay, so Rashi says that it means it's going to close off the mavoi. Okay, because bolate mi dofano could be in two different directions. It could mean it's extending the wall of the mavoi. or it could mean it's sticking out across the mavoi. So Rashi says the sticking out across the mavoi, the width of the mavoi. Now Rashi says an interesting thing. He says that it was not made for lechi. It was made to support the structure, like that picture over there. Alright, it even has a little diagonal thing to fortify the structure, a brace. Okay, so what's the din? If it's less than dalet amos, it can be considered a lechi. But if it's dalet amos itself, then it's nidon mishum mavoi, and it needs another lechi to be matirit. Okay, how does that work? Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi is on the other side. Pachos midalet amos. Okay. So Rashi says this is according to the Shita that lechi ha'om me'elav is kasher. So where's that? That's brought down in Tesvav Amenelav. So that's machlokus of Abaye and Rava. Okay. And this is Abaye bringing the raya, right? So Abaye says over here in the Gemara in Tesvav Amenelav, says what if you have a lechi that was just there by itself, was not put there? So it says, Abaye says it's good, and Rava says no good. So the Gemara says, Abaye l'taymei, domer lechi mishum mechitza. U'mechitza asuya me'eleha havi mechitza. So why is a lechi that's ome me'elav good according to Abaye? Because a lechi really has a heter of mechitza. Its heter is a heter mechitza. Now, a mechitza doesn't have to be made. A mechitza can be even just a natural structure, can be a mechitza. Trees, whatever. Anything that's 10 tefachim high has its shame mechitza. Rava l'taime, so lechi too. But rava l'taime, domar lechi mishum heker. Ia vida biadayim avi heker, vilo lo avi heker. And Rava says, a lechi is matir mishum heker. So what does it mean? If you make it, then there's a hecker. And if you don't make it, there's no hecker. Yeah, what does that mean? It does mean mishum. Lechi is mishum hecker. And therefore he's saying, if you make it, there's a hecker. And if you don't make it, there's no hecker. What does that mean? What does it mean mishum hecker? Yeah. So you have to say that what Rava holds is that the heter of the mavoi is to... No, it doesn't mean mishum hekera. It means that's the definition of a lechi. A lechi is an informative entity. That's his definition. Okay? So unless it's made, it's not considered to be a conveyor of information. You can't, right? Me'elav, it doesn't convey anything. You can't have something that's by itself conveying information. It has to be a, if hecker is its definition, you can't make, hecker is only through asiya. Can we define this a little better? A little more precisely? What do you guys say? You understand what I'm saying? In other words, saying the heter of mavoi is that you inform people that there's something going on over here. That's the heter of mavoi. So you can't, that can't be done me'elav. It's not possible. It can't be done me'elav. The heter is to post a notice, so to speak. Lechi is like, the heter of lechi is because you post a notice. That's the heter. So it's not possible me'elav. It's contradictory to the very basic definition of the thing.
It's like you have a heker others, and you need a shinoi.
But you have to make it. You have to make it over here, you're saying. You have to make it. If you didn't make it, then you didn't put people on notice. Right? Not a question of the effect of the person. It's not a question in the effect. It's a question in the cheftza. A cheftza of mechitza doesn't require asiyah. But a cheftza of notice, a cheftza of transmission of information, requires a transmitter. Right?
A godly transmitter?
Yeah. You have to, it can't be made of. Someone has to make it.
Oh, you require a godly.
He says, if you make it, you have it. If you don't make it, you don't have it. It's like a message. It's like a message. You need to be, what is the heter of, what is the heter of lechi that you're informing people through it? It's a way of informing. You really have to inform people that the Korah, that the Mavoi is different. How do you inform? Through the lechi. But you can't say me'elav, you informed anybody. Nobody informed anybody me'elav. So, but if the heter is mechitza, mechitza can be me'elav. Right? So Rashi's saying over here that we're learning that it's midin mechitza. So how does that help over here? So it was really me'elav, and it was put up me, and it really was me'elav. It was really put up just the shame chizuk. But since all you need is a shame mechitza, that's enough. It doesn't matter if it's me'elav. You have a mechitza on the fourth side, right? So what's the problem if it's dalet amos? Go ahead. So it's a strange idea Rashi's putting forth, saying that what? That if it's bole l'toch rochav ha-mavoi dalet amos, then it's considered a mavoi. It's nidon mishum mavoi. What does that mean, nidon mishum mavoi? What does that mean? Kloma, this is what it means. It means that since the minimal shear of the orach mavoi is 4 amos, so then, ho kevan de orach hechsher mavoi niter bekach be alma u mikri mavoi hachanami nofek mitoras lechi de lo samchin nalei. So what does it mean?
Because the minimum shear of a mavoi is 4 amos, and the lechi is something that's like a small demater. If it's actually the actual shear of a mavoi, it won't work.
Why? Because it's called a mavoi. In other words, he's saying that people refer to this as a mavoi wall. People refer to this as a mavoi wall. Since this is the standard, this is the shear of a minimal, this is the shear of mavoi. So when people see this wall, they consider it a part of the mavoi. It should be a good thing, right? Go ahead. It's strange. So saying, now Rashi's saying, but if you would have made it that way, it would have been good. Right? It's difficult, Rashi. If you would have made it that way, it would have been fine. Why? Because it shouldn't be worse than a small mashu. Right? But hacha. But since it was not made this way, since it was made not made for a lechi, right? So with our machshava, we can't take it out of Torah's kosel and make it a lechi. V'kevan de'nofak, le'mi Torah's lechi, v'nimsushen tikkun le'mavoy zeh. Okay, so what's the proof? Alma mida katani de batzim midalad amos lo havi mavoi lafuki mitoras lechi shma minoa hechsher mavoi midalad amos. That's the proof. The proof is that since this is going to lose the shame mavoi when this wall is dalad amos, that must be because that's the shear of an orach mavoi. So what's he saying? He's saying lechi is mishum mechitza, right? But there still is a shame lechi, as opposed to a shame kosel. Okay, I think the Rashba clears this up, right? The Rashba takes up this point. He clarifies this, what Rashi is saying over here. What does Rashba say? He says that even if you hold Mishum Mechitza, you still need a heker. Right? But even if you hold Mishum Mechitza, you saw the Rashbas? Did you get to see the Rashbas? Not the Rashbas? Okay. Let's see. Let's look at the I mean, Tosus has it too. I just thought it was clearer than the Rashi. So take a look at the Tosus over here on the daf. yeah, Arba Amos Nidah Mishum Mavoi. Right? He says, Afilu Laman Damar Lechi Mishum Mechitza. Even if you hold Lechi is good because of Mechitza, the Hayelo Leho Yosir Him Sosmo. So you would think now, if Lechi is Mishum Mechitza, so the bigger Mechitza should be even better. It's no good. Why? Mikomokom Heker Kitsas Ba'inan. So how come, according to Rashi, if you did it for that reason, it's good? It's not a hecker. So what's he saying over here? So he's saying like this, saying, even if you hold Mishum Mechitza, it still needs a hecker. So what does that mean? How do we define that? I mean, so they say, if you hold Mishum Heker, then it can't be Me'elav. Right? Then it can't be Me'elav. Because there's no Heker Me'elav. Even if it's a Mashu, there's no Heker. But if it's Mishum Mechitza, then if it's less than Dalet Amos, we say it has a little bit of a Heker. If it's more than Dalet Amos, there's no Heker. Unless you built it that way, then there's the Heker Kitzas. So what's the difference between Mishum Heker and Mishum Mechitza? They both need Heker. And what's the Heker of Mishum Mechitza? When you have Mishum Mechitza, there has to be a different idea of Heker than the Heker of Mishum Hekera. Right? Because if it's Mishum Heker, then even if you built it that way, it's not going to be good. So let's just define what he means by the Heker of Mishum Mechitza. If you hold Mishum Mechitza, what does he mean that you need a Heker? What does he mean by that? How come you can have this type of hecker can be Me'elav? Right? It was Rava said, E Mishum Hekera. Rava said Mishum Hekera. So he says, if you did it, then you have a hecker. If you didn't do it, there's no hecker. Right? But we're saying over here, by Me'elav, you also need a hecker. But this hecker can be Me'elav. Right? So a hecker can be Me'elav, so why does Rava disagree? Even Mishum Hekera can be hecker Me'elav. Let me say it like this, that Mishum Mechitza means that what? That's the essence of the Chefza. The Iker of the Chefza is a Chefza of Mechitza. Right? The only thing is, it has to be Niker that it is, it has to be Niker that it's an extra entity. In other words, Lechi means an addition to the Mavoi. When you hold Mishum Mechitza, it means everybody's going to agree that a Lechi is not part of the Mavoi itself. Lechi has to be an addition to the Mavoi. So when you say that you hold, even though if you hold Mishum Mechitza, you need a Heker, doesn't mean that the Heter is Heker. The Heter is still Mechitza. But in order for this Mechitza to have a Shem Lechi, that's what Rashi was saying, it can't have a Shem Kosel. Kosel is part of the essential structure of the Mavoi itself. That's what Kosel is. Lechi has to be conceptually a tikkun to the Kosel, to the Mavoi. A tikkun to the Mavoi can't be considered, can't be viewed as Mavoi Atzmo. Has to be an addition to Mavoi. Yeah.
So when you're just trying to remove it from being part of the structure, then you don't need like a Gavra.
You don't need a Gavra. It just has to be Nicker. Something can be Nicker Me'elav, but it can't be an entity of information Me'elav. And it could be Nicker that it's an add-on. It's Nicker that it's not essentially the structure itself. Whatever, for some reason, there's something tacked onto this structure. Here's the Mavoi, and here's something else. That can be Nicker. That could be Nicker naturally. Right? So that's what Tosus is saying, that if it's Mishum Mechitza, so now it depends on how big that Lechi is. If the Lechi is the normal size of a kosel of Mavoi itself, then it just looks like the binyan of Mavoi. That's an interesting point, that people view these things in units. If they know, that's what Rashi says, it's Mikri. He says, since Ba'alma this year is Nitar, Umikri Mavoi, people call it Mavoi based on this year, when a Dalet Amos wall is viewed, it's viewed as a natural component of Mavoi. It's not viewed as an addition to the Mavoi. It says, but if it's built that way, Lechatchila, then everybody knows that it was not, it's not part of the Mavoi. So that idea of the kol can help to make it nicker that it's not a part of the Mavoi. It's not going to help, though, apparently, to make it a cheftz of Heker. That's what we see. I mean, Rashi doesn't say specifically that if you hold Mishum, does Rashi have here? Well, Rashi wants to learn the whole sugi is that it's Me'elav. I mean, what would you say if you hold that you need Mishum Machitza? Would you say that it would be good if you did it this way? That's what the Rashba takes up. I have to look into that. But I have to look into that. In other words, if you hold Rashi's learning the whole sugi according to the Shita that it's Me'elav. Now he has the Chiluk. Now he has the chiluk. Because if you don't learn me'elav, then even less than Dalet Amos is no good. Because it's not me'elav. That's what Tosfos explains. That Rashi is learning it according to the sheet of me'elav, because then there's a chiluk between less than Dalet Amos and more than Dalet Amos. If you hold me'elav is no good, then it doesn't matter. Less than Dalet Amos, more than Dalet Amos. It's always no good. It has to be according to the sheet that... it's according to the sheet that me'elav is good. Right. Mishum Hekar. Yeah, it's mashma if you hold Mishum Hekar, it would be good if you made it that way. Because by the time you make it, you can be koveya what it is. Okay. So what does Rav Yosef answer? He said, Rav Yosef, lafuki mitoras lechi adika arba amos. Lemahavi mavoy afilu barba tfachim, nami havi mavoy. He says, no. That there's a difference between what? Between what's the minimal shear of Mavoi really is just Dalet Tefachim. But to remove the shame Lechi, you need Dalet Amos. Yes, what kind of a chilek is that? What kind of a chilek is that? I mean, Abai is learning whatever is the shame Mavoi is going to automatically remove the shame Lechi. And Rav Yosef is saying, no, it could be that there's a shear of Mavoi and that won't remove the Shem Lechi. Okay, so let's take a look at the Rashba. The Rashba has some important information here. Yeah, the Rashba? Yeah, so the Rashba says that Rav Yosef's answer doesn't really work out. Why? Because what does Rav Yosef say? Rav Yosef, you tell me, what's the kashya? Baye's raya was good. He says that there's a statement that says that lechi abolit mi dofano shel mavoi pachus me arba amos nidon mishum lechi vein tzorch lechi achir lehatiro dalet amos nidon mishum mavoi v'tzorch lechi achir lehatiro. So Abaye says, you see from this that dalet amos is a shame mavoi. That's when the wall is a shame of a kosel mavoi. And Rav Yosef says, no, really dalet tfachim is a mavoi. But until you get to Dalet Amos, you're not mafkia the shame lechi from the thing. So the Rashba says, to me ali, the mikomakom nidon mishum mavoi kamar. But that's, why does the Brisa say that Dalet Amos is nidon mishum mavoi? According to Rav Yosef, havalei lemeimar, Dalet Amos eino nidon mishum lechi. O nidon mishum koso. It shouldn't say it's nidon mishum mavoi. Nidon mishum mavoi implies that it has the shame, that's the shame, that until at that point, that's when the shame mavoi emerges. If you just want to say it's not a lechi anymore, you should just say it's not a lechi. To call it a mavoi seems to be a good raya to Abaye. It's more than just being mafki of the shame lechi. So he has an interesting answer. He says, umitoch hadchak, Yeshli Lomar, the Rav Yosef Moded, the Stam Mavuos Ein Adam Osa Osam Al Harov, Pachos Midal Amos. Says you're going to have to say over here that even Rav Yosef, who says the Mavoi is Dalet Tefachim, he admits that in general a Mavoi is not less than Dalet Amos. El Shucholik Lin Yehadin, Dafilu Ben Dalet Dino K'Mavoi. Vilechi mishum hekerhu. Now here, interesting thing is, he seems now to think, for some reason, he says, Rav Yosef is going to have to learn that mavoi is that lechi is mishum heker. Why does he have to switch that way? Vehilkach dalet amos nira lohem lebrios adayin belechi. Right. Okay. This is the Rashi. The Rashi seems to be saying that mishum hekera. Then even if you hold mishum hekera, even dalet amos is not going to be good. And that's why I thought that before. I'm a little bit my little under the weather today, but. Of all dalet amos harehu lohem kimavoi vein kan heker lechi lam v'yokach eino nida mishum lechi. In other words, the coal is not going to help. Yes. So what's Rav Yosef's argument here? Why is the Rashi saying Rav Yosef is holding mishum hekera? Why does he have to switch him to mishum hekera? Why can't he also hold mishum lechitza? And it's not that the Rashi doesn't hold like Tosfos, because the Rashi before says that afilu l'man damar lechi mishum mechitza l'chor avi mashma the kol the moshech tfei afilu adif afilu lechi kevin leis lei hekera the nasa mishum lechi migregora the heker lechi b'inan. He agrees with Tosus that even if you have mishum mechitza, you need a heker that it's a lechi. It can't just look like a part of the structure, right? But apparently he's learning that's a good svara if you're going to say that the sheer mavoi, if you learn mishum mechitza, then the smallest shame kosel mavoi will be mafkia, the shame kosel lechi. Right? But Rav Yosef is not learning that way. Rav Yosef is learning that even though you have the sheer of a mavoi, it's not mafkia the shame lechi. So he learns so he's saying he must be learning mishum hekera. Mishum Akira. And then it's just the question practically, at what point will people relate to it as a what?
As a notifier.
Saying it'll be good unless it's completely removed from the shame notifier. And then it's going to lose the quality of being a notifier when it just looks like a normal structure. Because that goes by the norm. If you hold Mishum Achitza, it goes by the halachic standard of Kosel, the halachic shame Kosel. If it goes by notifier, it goes by the human normal shame kosel. So that's why Rav Yosef is going to admit that dalet amos mishum mavoi means in human in the eyes of bnei adam. The Rashi goes so far to say later on, there's a gemara that seems to contradict this. He wants to say that mishum mavoi also is has a nafka mina lemeka for memkar. Even Rav Yosef, who holds the minimal shir mavoi is dalet tfachim. But if you were buying and selling a mavoi, you'd have to give the guy dalet amos, because that also goes by lashon b'nei adam. That one he's not as sure about, but that's his chilek.
Why does Rav Yosef need to hold hekera, not mechitza?
Because apparently he's learning if he holds that mavoi, that lechi is mishum mechitza, right? So then the shame lechi is going to have to be. So then if it has a shame mechitzas mavoi, that'll be halachically be mafkia the shame mechitz, the shame of an extraneous mechitza.
That'll
go by the minimum shear. It would seem so. I have to think this through a little more, because I have to think this through a little more. A little bit complicated. But important ideas over here. I mean, you get the basic machlokas over here, mishum mechitza, mishum hekera, and you get. I mean, what's to take home? What do we need to take home from this? Everything we do, you should try to figure out what are the things that are going to have a long lasting impact over here. What are the things that okay, if we can understand, great, and if not, it's not going to really hurt us that much. I mean, over here in this sugya. What's important, not so important, machlokas dalet amos, that's not as important. What's more important here is that there are two concepts of how a lechi operates, and either it's intrinsically a cheftz of heker, and that would seem you can't supply with a kol, that has to be intrinsic, and if you hold mishum mechitza, you still hold that it has to be an extra mechitza. Lechi is, if you hold mishum mechitza, it means the shame lechi is an extra mechitza. So it has to be that it's nicker, that it's, even if it's me'elav, it has to be nicker, that it's not a normal part of the structure. And that can be supplied by kol. All right, let's stop here. Right. No, the problem is that now that the Rashba enters in this fact that everybody, that the normal guy, the normal non-halachic man, when he sees four amos, he thinks mavoi, and when he thinks four tefachim, he doesn't think mavoi. So if that's the case, what was the bayis whole raya? Maybe the mavoi is only four tefachim, but mishum hekera is not going to be a problem. But the hecker of mavoi goes by bnei adam. So that's what we're trying to say. We have to think about it a little more. That if you hold mishum mechitza, then you can say that it's mufka from the Torah's lechi when it has the shame, when it has the halachic shame of kozel. Right? But if you hold the whole thing as mishum hekera, then the halachic shame of kozel is irrelevant. The only issue is the aspect of hekera. All right, let's think about that.